Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Rabbi Yom Rav Shichli Nishmas. Maris Esther Batsim Shoran, Schana Batsukan, Ratsat, the Chana Ratsav Meir Zev. We're discussing Ritz Hashem, the Yin Afki Inhu. The Gemara in Ksuba says in Afki Mamad Aleph, it's also discussed in Yavam Tzadi Yamad Beis, Kufir Yamad Aleph, Gitnan Gim Mamad Aleph, Bava Basar Mim Ches Yamad Beis, Ayin Sham. The Gemara concludes that we say ain't onus begin, we don't take onus into account when it comes to a get, and it's a valid get, even if the person didn't fill it tonight. Well, it's onus because of the tznus and prutzus, like the Gemara explains. That if we say yesh onus, then the tznus are going to remain single, the prutzus are going to marry as eishes ishes, as the Gemara says. So we say ain't onus begin, and then meaning really it shouldn't be a get. But it is a get because of its nose and the pritzus. And the Gemara says, can that be? At the Rice, it's not a get, and we make it a get because we want to prevent its nose from being agunos and the pritzos for marrying a second husband. Just because the Rice, it's not a get, and because of its nose and pritzus, we're going to be matir and eishes ish to the world. How can we be matir and eishes ish? She's in halachah, she's married. The guy didn't fulfill the tanai for the get. And Mamela, it's not a good get, and she's married. So answers the Gemara in, called, yeah, we are matir her. It's called the Makajdai, the Rabbanah Makadish, Afkin Rabban, the Kedusha Mineh. Whoever gets married, al das, the Chacham, the Chachamim, we're mafki under the Kedusha. Ravina says to Ravashi, I get Kedusha Kas, what about Kedusha Bia? And the answer is that the rabbis made it bilaznus. The rabbis made all the bias. The rabbis made the bia of a kedusha bia. They made it into znus. So mamela, they're not married. Says Tosfos that we can explain that Kedusha Kesef, the rabbis can be Mevatel because of Hefker based in Hefker. The Mafkia, the Mamun Kedusha, and Mamela from the person who gave it, and Mamela, he never gave it. Never gave his money to her. But Kedusha Bia, the rabbis can't be Mafkia. Because even if you hold that Chacham have the Koach to be Oiker, Dover, Shimon HaTorah Yelachol, and say it's not chal, it doesn't appear that they would have the koyach to be oiker a chalois maisa. That if they're oiker the chalois maisa, it comes out to be a maisa avera. It brings from the Gemara in Yevamis that person was tayrem, he peris to meim, al peris to hirim. And they were koiveya, that it comes back to be tevel. So after the Akira, there's no Avera. But here, after the Akira, there's an Avera. Now the rabbis oiker the Kedushin and say it's not Baal Hashem Kedushin, it was a Bian Znus. How did they do that? Answers Rav Ashi, yeah, they do have that power. They do have that power to be oiker Darushim and a Torah should have been Chal, and to turn into a Maisa Avera. So that's what they did. They made this whole Abia into a Maisa Avela. Adkan Midivrei HaTosfos. Divrei HaTosfos, Tmui Me'od L'Chayra. Now we're going to ask some kashas. And this is all based on the Torah. Mori B'Rabbi Hagoyin HaGadol HaRav Man Zatzal. Number one, Tamua. Sharei B'Kushat Ravina. Lo Mepuwal De Lo Svira Le Divrei HaGemara She'ein Oynes Begit Mishum Dekol Demakadish Vafkinu. Ela the sphere like the Mahani high time rak bekodish bekaspa. Ela the Mashakasu at Tosfos, Akushi he shirak bekaspa ish koshal hefke basin. Vein shayach zevi kidish bebia, kodish bebia. Vima tam utsal adaiti the rabbanim the havalei tenai, shekishal avatsu rabbanim emela batu akidushin. Maizen the hefke basin. Why is Tosfos Tola this in Hefker based in Hefker? In the Kasha of Ravina, what was Ravina's Kasha? Tanach the Kaddish Bekaspo, Kaddish Bibia Maika Lameimar, I get Kedushay Kesef. What about Kedushay Bia? So we see, we don't see in his kasha that he doesn't hold of the idea that Einon is begin Mishum to call the Makadish, Adaita Rabbana Makadish, Rafkin Rabbana Makadushan meaning. It's not that he doesn't hold of that, he holds of that. Just he says that that only works when it comes to Kedushe Kesef. It doesn't work, but Kedushe Bia. That's what we see from the Gemara. However, from Tosfos, according to what Tosfos writes, the question is that only by Kesef is there a koach of Hefker based in Hefker. And that's not Shaykh, Hefker based in Hefker, when it comes to Kiddushei Bia. And if the reason was because of Adaita de Rabban Mekadesh, that it's a Tanai, if the rabbis don't want it, there's no Kedushin. What does that have to do with Hefker Beistin? In other words, Tosis is throwing in something that Ravina is not saying. Against what Ravina is saying. Ravina doesn't have a problem with Kedushei Bia. Why doesn't Ravina have with Kedushei Kesef? Why doesn't Ravina have a problem with Kedushei Kesef? Because called the Makadish Adai the Rabbanah Makadish, and Afkin Rabbanah LeKedushin Mina. That has nothing to do with Koach Hefker based in Hefker. Let's say someone makes a Kedushin. Amanashi Yirtze Abba, on condition that your father wants it. In the end, the father doesn't want it. Is that Hefker based in Hefker? No. It was Al Tanai Shal Manashi Yirtze Abba, and Abba didn't want. So here also, the rabbis don't want such a Kedusha. This Kedusha that we're talking about over here in this instance, in this scenario, where there's an Ones, the rabbis don't want such a Kedusha. Be a valid Kedushin, so they annulled it. So the whole Kedushin's off, because he's Mekadish, Adai Terabban, and that's not Alt Hefker based in Hefker. As Matos Votzo Reklan Okan, Hefker based in Hefker, is a local Shul Bechlal, Ravina Lotzarich at the Hefker based, and Ravina agrees, called the Mekadish, Adai Terabban and Mekadish. And there's a Shul Keshet on Hefker based in Hefker. And if it is mitzad hefker based in hefker, then don't say kol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanan mekadesh. Then yutar legamre. Lo tzarich etze hefker based in hefker. If the rule of hefker based in hefker, even in cases where it's not shaykh to say kol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanan mekadesh. That's the first bumba. V'kvar amad al zeh b'sefer shita mekubetzet. Ayin sham, yivmor chil od katav. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two just like Tosfos writes that it's not shaykh b'bia to undo the marriage. Why is it not shaykh b'bia to undo the marriage? Because it's going to cause a ma'isa aveira. Okay, even if they undo the kesef, even if they undo kedusha kesef, not if they undo kedusha b'bia, even if they undo kedusha kesef, it's also going to be an Aveira. Right? Because what about all the Bias in the meantime? I mean, they're a married couple. Something went on over there, right? So what about all the Bias in the meantime from the Kiddush HaKesef and on? Tamua, Shekashem Shekatua, Tosfot, Elo Shayach Zeh B'Biyah, Gam B'man De'amal Yesh Koach HaChamim, Kem Dika Yisua, Harei Kamoken, B'Kaddish B'Kaspa, Yika Yisua, B'Chol B'Yilotav L'Mafreya. What does it matter? What's the difference between Kedish B'Kasef and Kedish B'Biyah? So of course, we have a serious problem over here. We have all the Bilos L'Mafreya are going to be Kibibilos Nus. And that we want to avoid. So Ma'ir Vachno, the Fitosvot, that we say that Kiddushay Kesef is, we understand how they undid, only Kiddushay Biyah we don't understand. Even Kiddushay Kesef we don't understand. What about all the Bilos L'Mafreya? הקושיה הזאת כבר הקשה בספר אבני נזר, בחידושיו במסכת כתובות, באבן העזר, בסימן ריש מם בית. היין שם. ואומנם, הרגישו בזה התוספות, תוספות היו עירים לנקודה הזאת, וכתבו, דממילא יהיו כל בעילותיו זנות. What's the lashon of Tosfos? The lashon of Tosfos is, the Hefker based in Hefker, v'hayu mois matana, u'memeila yakol b'yilois of znus, but kadosh b'biyah ma'ikel ha'meimar, efechkiu b'yir shel kedushin. Zot omeret, what is Tosfos saying? That kan yesh din yashir ala b'yir. When we talk about kedushay b'yir, so it's a direct din on the b'yir. It's a direct hit, turning that b'yir into a b'yir znus. That the rabbis won't do. When it comes to Kedushay Kesef, it's not a direct hit on the Bias. They're just saying that the Kedushay Kesef is no good. And Memela! But the fact that it's Memela, okay, so that's not, that's according to Tosfos, doesn't pose a problem. If automatically the Bias turn into Biasness. Kanzadin Yashir ala Bia. When they were Mafkia Kedushay Bia. And that we can't allow. But here, in the case of Kedushay Kesef, it's not Yashir, it's indirect. Aval Chorai, no muvan klal. That's hard to understand, it's hard to digest. Since the Yisoda Inyan is Sheva Mokom Misa, we don't say Yesh Koyach Biat Chacham and Lakar Dovrim and HaTorah. So Mali, if it's an Isser Memela, Mali, it's an Isser Bofin Yashir. What does it matter whether it's direct or indirect hit? In the end, they're creating Isser. Makom Isser, we don't say, Ishkoch Biat Chachamim, Akor Davar Menatar. Kushya Shnia. Kushya Shlishit. Tamua, Dikevan Shehid Gishu Tosfot, Shebekadish Bekaspa, Leka Isura, Kevan Dimei Lahavei, Lama Lila Hakdamashel Hefker Beitin Hefker, Shesh Bekadish Bekaspa. והרי המשיכו תוספות שגם בביה דלקה בהפקר ביתין, אם לא היה בזה איסור, היה מקום לחכמים להפקיע. אם כן לקדיש בקספה, ללא חשיב איסור, משום זה יכולים הם להפקיע. ולמה לי משום הפקר ביתין הפקר, שישנו רק בקדיש בקספה? הו-הו. Tosfos emphasizes that by קדיש בקסף, there's no איסור. Why? Since it's an automatic. So if that's so, what do we have to come on to Hefker based in Hefker? When it comes to Kedushay Biyah, what's our only impediment? What's the only thing bothering us? Why can't we uproot if it's Kedushay Biyah? Because it's going to turn into Isser. But if it's Kedushay Kesef, then their rabbis aren't turning it into Isser, according to Tosfos. So it's okay. So therefore, what do you have to say Hefker based in Hefker for? Hefker based in Hefker is a mutal legamle. En lanu baya gam b'Kedushay Biyah, as long as you would say that there would be no Aveira involved, the rabbis would uproot that too, even without Hefker based in Hefker. Just the problem is there's an Aveira. And Tosfos says there's no Aveira when it comes to the rabbis aren't turning into a direct Aveira when they're uprooting Kedushay Kesef. Say that. That should be enough for us. What do you need to come on to Hefker based in Hefker for? Kushya Revi'it. תמוה מאוד. דים כן, מה תירוץ הגמרא שביו הרבנן לקדושין? לבילתו בילת זנות. What's the tirutz of the Gemara that the rabbis turned the bia into a bia znus? הרי עיקר השאלה הייתה, זה לא שייך זה במקום עשר. ואיכן יש תירוץ על הקושיה, אנחנו התחלנו עם קושיה טובה מאוד. Maita Kushya. That the rabbis don't create Isur. And the rabbis aren't uprooting Torah laws when it comes to Isur. What was the Teretz? Yes, they do. Mazit. What changed from the Kashya to the Teretz? Mati Ratzna. Akushya Chazno, that the rabbis don't make Isur. According to the way Tosis is understanding Mar's Kashya. As ma bemeta terutz shavu rabbanan lebilas or bilaznus, so you see that they do. So what changed? And if the Gemara has some sort of svara for that, say to it, we have a svara to change our mind. Where is that written in the Teretz? Shavu rabbanan lebilas or bilaznus. That sounds like the rabbis are pushing, turning his ma'isa mitzvah of kedushei bria into a ma'isa avera. Nekuda. But in the Kashi, he said, you can't do such a thing. Right? The rabbis don't uproot something from the Torah if it's going to create Isser. So what changed from the Teretz from the Kashi to the Teretz? And this Kashi was already asked by the Rishonim, the Shittim Gubetzis, the Divrei Tosfos, Ein Sham. Now Tosfos writes at the end, Ein Kan Kiddushin, that there's no Kiddushin here. What does that mean? But I have pshita. Of course, there's no kedushin. That wasn't a kasha. Lo zoi akushia my time in naset bilad znut einam kedushin. Question wasn't why it's not kedushin. We understand on our own that it's not kedushin to make it a bilasness. Kasha was how do they turn it? How do they turn it into an avera? The rabbis don't uproot stuff if it's going to be turned into an avera. So what is Tosfos adding when they say, and therefore Ein Kan Kiddushin? Mishani, Shavir Rabbanu B'Losu B'Losos, Ve'Ein Kan Kiddushin. Of course Ein Kan Kiddushin. Now they're adding on to the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Shavir Rabbanu B'Losu B'Losos. This is Ein Kan Kiddushin. Barul Shein Kan Kiddushin. But how do they do that? We say Afkinu. According to the Maskana, that Bekadish Bibia we also say Afkinu. So now the Afkinu is not a Hefker based in Hefker Inyan anymore. Because now we see that Bia She'ena Shel Mamon, we also have that Din. And based on that, it's very hard to understand what Rashi writes in Kedushin, Afila Bechiti Kordinaisa, one of my favorite sugyas. I love that sugya. What the Gemara says, the Divrei Rav Gidol, Shemekadish Bechita Kordinyaisa, Mesheshos Ramayla, Eina Bekudeshes. Ve'af, Agav, Dasi, Yisra, Hanoscha, Mitzda, Rabbonim, Besheshu, Mapka, Kedushay, Torah, Vesharashis, Ishla, Almo. Hametarzina, Bekam, Meduchten, Kol, Demekadish, Dait, Rabbonim, Mekadish. So we have the Yisra of Hanoscha, Mitzin, Allah, to get Hana. Midir Rabbonim from the sixth hour. And therefore, it's not Kedushin. If he's Mekadish, or Bechita Kordinyaisa, this Chametz. It's only the Rabbanan that it's not a good Kiddushin. But it's Peseder. Because we say, Kol Demekadesh, Dait Rabbanan Mekadesh, Vehefker based in Hefker, Vehim Efkira Mamona. Why is Rashi told it a Hefker based in Hefker? We have this din of the rabbis uprooting the Kiddushin, even if he's Mekadesh Bebiya. So what do you have to come on to Hefker based in Hefker for? You see the Maskana Segamar, there's no Hefker. You don't need to say Hefker based in Hefker. The rabbis are Mefki without Hefker based in Hefker. And Chayre, Rashi is also Saiser himself. Because Rashi says, Kol HaMekadesh Adaiti De Rabbanu Mekadesh. Okay, so you're Torah to B'das Rabbanu. So why do you have to say Hefker Beis in Hefker? Harei Koch Yesh Koch B'yad Chacham, without Hefker Beis in Hefker. You don't have to say Hefker Beis in Hefker. It's Torah to B'das Chacham. So why does Rashi have to comment to Hefker Beis in Hefker? But V'arim, Lich Orat Muhim Me'ot. Mirtz Hashem, the next year, we're also going to analyze the Shittas Rashi, and hopefully we will start the Mahalach for the Teretz and see the flows of Teretz Hashem. Yishar beh, harbeh ma ledaber po. Toda rabah shekshavtem, bezrat Hashem, nehenetem mehabambot, ani mekaveh, from these bam kashis, and hopefully in the next year we'll go weiter. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.